knocks. There is a red alarm. There is a being. There is a black box, indestructible. There is an alarm with a glass panel. There is a being, a woman, deeply hidden. The being, she of woman, inside black box, opaque, she dreams of the alarm sounding. Rescue.
Rescue.
Rescue. Rescue.
Rescue.
There is a pinging. There must be. But can it be heard or only registered? Is there a way to sound the alarm? The box itself, a black hole. The being firmly gripped inside. The black box, a dress. A coffin. A trap. Where is the alarm? There is a tiny hammer to break the glass somewhere in all this
void.
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 Void. The story of everything is inside the box, of course. But no one knows it is there, nor the woman absorbed by this perfect vault, this archive that enshrouds. No one looks for it. No one even knows there was a disaster. Inside
the woman
becomes someone else.
Becomes
someone
else.
Becomes no one.
Becomes no one.
No one. Before, she was woman with limbs and taste. Now she is contortion of matter, energy subsumed by this exoskeleton of infinite weight.
Was there a before?
Was there a before? Does no one hear the pings? Is the alarm not red, not in plain sight? Is there a woman?
Is there a woman?
The monster wants to get out. The monster is only a monster. Because there is a box. What if we open the monster's box? Shine Socratic sunlight, does she flower, grow, stretch arms to the warm wave particles, or before the impregnable box is uncased, to the sensationalists, the fabulists, the fantasist fundamentalists, the monsters who chain their humans in boxes, do they rain terrible sky upon the being she was contrived to be? Is she denied the transformation of freedom by the ones who ruin everything? It is only thus for her. Let me out.
Let me out.
As far as she can think or will, there is no after. There is only now and the perpetuity of silence. Break my silence, she screams, but there is nothing, not even oxygen to vibrate thoughts into sound, thoughts so loud, so impenetrable, everything impenetrable.
Let me out.
Whatever happened to permeability? Break in case of emergency. This is emergency. The hammer of it pounds inside her. Shatter the glass around me in a cascade of tingling shards, a sparkling chandelier of broken.
Sound the alarm!
Sound the alarm with its gas chamber music. I want to hear! She cries, absent sensation of sound, those reverberations that let her know she is alive. Or perhaps this is what death feels like, a stark awareness that everything is gone, as identity wraps itself in eternity.